Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
Hello, Emma. So this is the we're about to start with the women's two division on the third day of Bumps. It's a 1 minute cannon has just gone. I'll just give you a quick rundown of the division from the top. We've got Selwyn W1, Gerson W1, Magdalen W1, Fitz W1, Homerson W1, LMBC W2, Bryce W2, Emma W2, Sydney W1, Lucy Cavan Hughes Hall combined W1, Jesus W2, Robinson W1, Newnham W2, Pembroke W2, First and Third W2, Corpus W1, St Ed's W1, and the sandwich boats Darwin W1. So, Alice, have we? I assume we haven't had a start yet.
No start yet. The crews are being pushed out. I can only imagine how terrified they must be feeling.
So, actually, Jack, down on Long Reach, have you seen, and what's the result from the re-row from yesterday, Kings M1 and Robinson M1?
The re-row, they are just approaching the finishing line now. Robinson, about a quarter of a length off Kings, but I wouldn't be surprised if this one goes across the line. They both row over. Still going at the moment, lots of whistles. I think. So I'll throw back to you, Tim, and I'll let you know when I get a result.
Alice, I've just heard the start cannon. Alice, what's going on?
Yeah, the action is starting off here. So Selwyn are putting up a good fight, but Girton looks like they're gaining on them. Still about a boat's length away, but gaining on them slowly but surely. Followed quite closely by Magdalen W1. Selwyn just passing here, putting up a very good fight. They are opening up that gap between them and Girton. Girton W1 looks like they might be losing heart slightly. That gap is closing very slowly between Magdalen and Girton W1, but again, Magdalen look like they might be slowing down. They're being followed by Fitz. Not much in it at the moment. The Fitz are slowing down slightly, followed by Homerton W1, who look like they're gaining on them. About three quarters of a boat length between Fitz and Homerton there. Fitz going strong though. This could be uncertain. A big gap between Homerton and Lady Margaret though. We're looking at about three boat lengths between them. Christ W2 within inches of bumping Lady Margaret, and they have bumped. The Lady Margaret Cox has conceded, and Christ W2 has bumped. They're both pulling in now. Emma W2 now struggling to overtake. They are followed pretty closely by Sydney Sussex W1, but still about a boat's length in it. Christ just pulling in here, having bumped, so happy faces all round. Lucy Camdish Hughes Hall look like they could be gaining on Emma. Sorry, on Sydney Sussex. I'm hearing whistles. And in front of me we have Sydney and Lucy Camdish. There's probably about 8 or 6 feet in it now. They're gaining. I think we're going to see a bump pretty soon. And there's an enormous gap then between Jesus and
Tim.
And Lucy Cavendish. What's going on with you, Tim?
To Tim. Right, so on Grassy Corner, I've seen the top of the division row pass, but Homerton on Fitz, there's very little in it. There's less than a quarter of a length. With Fitz now pulling away just through Grassy. They're really putting the steam down. They're past narrow boats. They're pulling away again. This could be, they've got a much tighter line. In fact, they could catch Magdalen if they're very lucky here with that line. Behind them, I can see Emma being followed by Sydney. There's looks like some confusion on the river behind that. There looks like there's been a bump behind them. Is that Robert? Who's bumped up on? Someone's bumped up on Sydney by the looks of it. Any details?
I can confirm that Robinson have appeared to have bumped Jesus W2. Newnham have just passed us, but there's a big gap, obviously, between them and Lucy Cavendish, and the next boat's up, and they're being followed by Pembroke, who, again, we're looking at least five boat lengths away. So I think we're going to be seeing some rowovers in this part here. And any more news with you, Tim?
Yes. No, nothing that I can see. Nick, anything going on around Ditton Corner?
I'm Ditton. Girton are a quarter of a length off Selwyn.
They are closing and are on a better line. The bump looks slick. It's coming. They're on overlap. They're on overlap. The bump is almost certain now. Behind them, there's a big gap. Mordlin have definitely fallen off Girton's tail. There is huge overlap between Girton and Selwyn now. Fitz are still in the fight with Homerton close behind, but there's still a significant amount of open water there.
And just an update on what's happening up here.
Girton have made the bump. They are... So, Tim.
Up at the top, it looks like we might have seen a bump between Corpus Christi and the first and third, and Darwin and St. Ed's. Neither of them have come past. The last boat I saw was Pembroke W2. Tim, any more news where you are?
Yes, so I can confirm that Hughes, Hall and Lucy Cav combined W1 have bumped up on Sydney, so coming out of first post corner into Grassy. I can see now the Pembroke boat coming past me. They're taking things very calmly. I think they've given up all hope of catching Newnham ahead of them, and they're just going for the gentle row home at this point. Any more news with you, Nick?
Nick, I just saw Homerton row by with one of the girls falling off their seat, losing some of their lead, but they're still in the fight and are chasing them down the long reach. To Jack, what can you see?
I can see Mordlin approaching me quickly here. They're trying to get away from Fitz. Fitz, though, there's a big gap between them. From what I can see here, there's about a boat length and a half, possibly two boat lengths between Mordlin and Fitz there. The more likely bump will be if Homerton can catch Fitz. They're closing. They're nearer to the bank than Fitz, and they're trying desperately. There's lots of shouting. I would say that Mordlin are probably going to row over us. I say there's about two lengths between them and Fitz, but Homerton could bump Fitz. So I'll throw back to you, Nick, whilst I watch this one.
I've just seen Emma row by, largely unchallenged. Can't see anyone chasing them. They seem to be taking it pretty easy, so I'm guessing they're the bottom. Oh, no, here come Newnham. Newnham... followed by no one else, also just in their own clear water. Back down to you. Is there any action on Homerton?
To Alice.
So it looks like the only potential bump left in this race now is between Homerton and Fitz. But even there's about a boat length and a half now between both Homerton and Fitz. Can't see any more bumps happening now, so I'll throw back to Tim and I'll watch this one to the finish line.
So we've got on Grassy now. We've got just coming off back and going home. Alice, did you have something to say earlier?
Yeah, no, I think I'm pretty sure that we'll have had some bumps up here. Looks like the crews are now rowing back, taking it very leisurely. Doesn't look like they're in race mode at all. So I assume that we've had a few bumps. Probably looking at Corpus having bumped first and third, and Darwin having bumped Eds would be my guess.
The last boat coming through now. Pembroke also in their own order, so it was Emma, Newnham, and Pembroke looking to row over.
Right, Jack, have we got a result from Homerton on Fit yet? Yes, well, there is no bump, unfortunately. They are both looking like they're going to row over. They're just coming up to within a boat length of the finishing line. Yeah, they've rowed over now. There's no bump there. So that means I have some provisional results, if you'd like. Yeah, so why don't you give us a rundown, Joe? Provisional results. Provisional results for W2, and I will go and check these for you, but provisional results are Girton W1 bumped up on Selwyn. Mordlin, Fitz and Homerton all rowed over. Christ W2 bumped up on Lady Margaret W2. Emmanuel W2 rowed over. Lucy Cavendish and Hughes Hall combined W1 bumped up on Sydney Sussex W1. Robinson W1 bumped up on Jesus W2. Newnham and Pembroke both rode over. Corpus Christi are looking like they bumped up on first and third, and Darwin W1 are looking like they bumped up on St Edmunds W1, but I will go and check those for you.
Lench bumps.
Cam FM.
Guys in the studio, I've got some confirmed results for W2. They were as I expected. W1 bumped up on Selwyn W1, Portland, Vic, and Thomas W1 rode over. Christ W2 bumped up on Lady Marky W2. Manuel W2 rode over. Lucy Cavendish and Hugh Bind bumped up in Sydney Sussex W1. Robinson W1 bumped up on Jesus W2. Newnham W2 and Pembroke W2 both rode over. Corpus Christi W1 bumped up on first and third W2. And Darwin W1 bumped up on St Ed's W1.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for those results, Jack. Like he said, they were exactly as we called them during the race. So congratulations, Cam FM. We got that one right.
Yeah, spot on.
Well, thank you, Jack.
Lench bumps.
Cam FM.